This is 90.9 WBUR. I'm Sharon Brody. Massachusetts now has a confirmed case of the Chinese coronavirus. The patient is a man in his 20s who returned to Boston from China a few days ago. Public health officials are offering assurances that the risk of contracting the virus remains quite low. With us this morning is Dr. Jennifer Low. She's the medical director of the Boston Public Health Commission. Dr. Low, good morning.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
This patient is in medical isolation, not in a hospital, but inside his home. What makes that the safest location?
First of all, the patient is doing well. His medical condition did not warrant hospitalization. In the hospital, multiple people come in and out, even in areas of isolation, just in transport and being through the emergency room, et cetera. You can come into contact with a number of individuals, many of whom can be very sick and have serious medical conditions. So given the fact that this patient did not warrant hospital admission, it made the most sense for him to stay at his home. He is compliant with recommendations that he remain isolated. He has very few contacts, and he is safe and being checked upon regularly.
Now, he's a student at UMass Boston. Is there any reason for neighbors or people on the UMass campus to be concerned or to take any extra precautions?
Everyone in the city of Boston and across the country really should be taking the same precautions, which is to, you know, avoid people who are sick. And when I say avoid close contact. So the recommendation is closer than 6 feet and more than 10 minutes long. If you are sick, stay at home, wash your hands, cover your cough or sneezes with your arms. Those are all standard precautions for any respiratory illness. In this particular situation, the patient spent very little time on campus or outside of his home. So the precautions that we recommend are the same. The patient is doing his part to limit the spread of the virus, and all residents in Boston should try and do the same to protect themselves.
With public health experts still learning about the virus, and with one case in Massachusetts already, it seems possible that there could be more. What are you telling people who are becoming concerned about that?
The risk to the general population is extremely low. We do have one case that is true, and as I said, we are taking every precaution to limit the spread of the virus. But again, really, the risk of getting the flu is higher in Boston at this moment in time, and I think people should take the precautions that public health officials have continued to recommend. As we know more, as the CDC knows more about the infection and the risk of spread and the prognosis from such an infection, we will share with the public.
Now, with Boston having so many colleges and, you know, of course, a lot of international students, are there any particular additional precautions or services needed for people in this area who've recently visited China or other regions where the virus may be found?
Boston Public Health Commission had a joint meeting with the university's DPH. Massachusetts Department of Public Health was also on the call. And we all communicated about taking precautions. This is before there was a case in Boston, taking precautions on how to protect the university population of our state. And again, I think basic standard precautions against prevention of the spread of illness is important. I think for anyone who is in a large environment, if you are sick, stay home, try to avoid large gatherings if you are sick. But really, universities are being excellent in taking care of their student population if they think that they have a condition that might warrant them to be separated or removed from their classes or university activities.
Well, Dr. Low, thank you for taking the time with us this morning.
Thank you so much.
Dr. Jennifer Low is medical director of the Boston Public Health Commission.